systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jumble. Today is Friday, November 26, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 428, the Friday show. This is early. This is
early.
We've ever done a show.
No, it's not.
No?
No, we've done early shows before.
2:30 p.m.
I believe we've done shows around this time before.
Well,
we've done early shows.
I think you're lying.
I'm not.
So. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah? You
How
too.
Much food did you eat?
Too much.
Who's going on a diet now?
I took a big poop this morning.
How was that?
No diet needed.
No.
I got rid of that. It's cool.
All those calories were in the dump, right?
I pooped a turkey this morning. Just to let you know.
What epic music were you pooping to last night?
Soundtrack to Tron.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then what do we do to it?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
We had some epic sex to some epic music.
I can't even wait for that movie to come out now.
I know, dude. I'm excited,
Daft
too.
Daft Punk making the music for... Oh, my God.
Pretty excited.
3D.
Comes out next month, man.
I know. I'm ready.
You're super stoked on it.
I'm more stoked about that than I was about the fucking Harry Potter movie.
We almost never have sex to music. Actually, never, ever have sex to music, but you chose this.
It was just playing, and then I was like, this is pretty epic. Because I was listening to it the other day when I was doing the video editing for that conference stuff, and... I was like, oh my God, this is just like, everything's like, but it's all synthesized and shit. Oh man, it's pretty cool. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, we had some good sex to that music. It was pretty good. How was last night for you, huh?
Last night was well.
Yeah? What all went
pumpkin
on?
Pumpkin pie was great.
Yeah?
The turkey was great.
Yes.
Did they almost burn the turkey?
Yes.
Okay, my grandfather is getting into his elder years now.
Getting into
back in the day, like this man, and still, like he's a really good cook. Like stuff I don't like to really eat, like lobster and stuffed mushrooms, stuff like that. But like they're really good apparently, and like the veal cutlets and all that stuff. But last night I'm like, they're cooking the turkey and everything, and what they I was like, Dana, go help them because you're a cook.
They're like. And your mom was saying, like, it needed to be at, like, 170, and I'm like, whoa, no. And
is that too hot for a turkey?
No, it needs to be at 180.
Oh.
And so I temped it, and it was at, like, 170, and I was like, give it another, you know, 15 minutes.
You are
good.
A temptress.
And she's like, oh, that sounds just right. That's how much time is left on my timer. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, duh. And then I go to temp, like... I go to temp it, and I guess they left it in for a little bit longer, and I wasn't really paying attention, because I was like, pull it out in 15 minutes, it'll be done. Well, I guess they left it in for like another half hour or something.
And it was done.
Dude, I go to temp it, and she's like, does it need like another half hour or something? I'm like, no. It's at like 200 degrees and over. I'm like, it's still going. Okay, no.
It was really good, though, still.
Yeah, it was good.
It's just that, like, that's not a mistake he would ever... generally make ever like he's real like I think some of my OCD comes from him and like real well studied and educated and all that and just I don't know it's kind of sad like to see him kind of start going into this
well he's getting old
regression
dude.
Yeah and I know and I get that it's just it's weird like watching it happen you know
it
like I'm glad I don't live there
yeah.
to see it every day like he comes up here once a year every couple you know
it sucks that you know he is older and all that and he really just wants your attention and, like wants to talk and stuff but it's so hard to talk to him because he can't hear
yeah you gotta yell at him kind of
and then I feel bad you know because I'm like I feel like
I'm yelling
yeah I'm like I don't like it and I don't know I just it just kind of yeah. feel bad
that's what happens people get old
but
that's not gonna happen to us though right
no
like everyone
we'll fucking
else
OD before then
everyone
me?
Else gets old but not us
right so but yeah we
Freeze
had a good
frame.
Time had good dinner all that good stuff and your brother was there it was cool
it's Black Friday today
it
African-American
is
African-American
Friday but after that dude though the sex
mm-hmm. yeah it was great mm-hmm. Tron soundtrack
just want to tell you again
okay
What do we do?
You can remind me again tonight. How's that?
I made you come twice.
Is that a girl?
And then the second time,
you
went to straight sleep mode.
Sleep mode.
Completely, dude. Just straight up. Like, I'm not getting out of this bed. I'm fucking sleeping. And
come
I'm like, all right.
CSI. Sleep mode.
I stayed up and watched, like, Sanctuary and shit.
Did you watch
smoke.
That?
Yeah. Cool. It was great. You were just fucking out, dude. I did. Good job.
Dude, I was so out. All the tryptophan and then coming twice, like, and then all the pot that I've been smoking,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's good night.
Oh, yeah.
Good night. I didn't get up at all.
You were so happy.
You fell asleep with a smile on my face. Yes. But see, you shouldn't be so fucking proud of that, because that should be just how it normally is.
I'm just proud
of
how awesome it was and how you fucking just, like, died afterwards.
Right. Well, that's great. I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't... It shouldn't
be like that every time, okay?
It should be like that all the time.
I'm not going to make you blow your load twice in one night every time.
Well,
okay.
Can't have everything, I guess.
We just kind of got a little froggy, and we're like...
So, did you do any shopping for African American Friday?
I bought some biscuits and gravy.
Fuck yeah, we did. We went to Rosar's. We didn't camp out there, and there was plenty of biscuits and gravy left.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, no sausage, though.
Well, apparently, I guess, even... I don't know. And it's really cold out here, and there's nothing... There's nothing that I can justify myself... going out and sleeping in front of a store just so that I can have, like, even let's say hypothetically I didn't have the Droid X, even if it was coming out, it's a phone still. It's a cool fucking phone, don't get me wrong, but I can't. There's nothing in life that is that cool that I'm going to go sleep outside under
the snow. I remember when the Xbox 360 first came out and I was working at Walmart.
Fucking
people were there at the ass crack of dawn.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
that is not...
And by the time it was, you know, supposedly coming out, there was a line all the way from layaway, which is in the back of the store, all the way around to the front of the store.
Like, you really need that bad? Like, concert tickets are the only thing I think I could see myself... staying the night out there for, if it was like somebody
something epic,
if Idea came back from the dead and was like, Satan gave me one more show, I would camp out for those tickets. So,
well, that
something
would
like
cool.
That
would be cool.
But like, for possessions and this kind, I don't know, I don't get it.
No, because you know what I mean, even, you know, even the Xbox 360, the Droid X, any kind of crazy new awesome fucking tech like that, yeah, it's going to have its big opening day, but then it's going to trickle out. It's going to die out. And you know
what?
A week later,
what?
You're going to be able
Christmas,
to have it.
It's going to be cheaper. And guess what? When the next one comes out, like it will.
You're going to be pissed off because now you're going to want that one.
You all just bought iPads and the price went down today. I read this. The price went down like $40 or something. And everyone's
wait a
like,
month.
Ah! We're going to get an iPad. Oh my God. Now I can afford one. All of a sudden, now you can afford one, right? That 12% off.
Wait a month after this product comes out. When your product comes out, wait like a good month. And you know what? There's not going to be huge lines to get it anymore. And it's not going to be way overly fucking expensive anymore.
The point
because
is,
everybody's
going
to have one already that already went out and did that. So now they're going to be trying to get rid of it, and it's going to be cheaper.
They're already talking about the next iPad, though. So you're going to buy this one, and then in 3 months, when the new one comes out, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah, Dr. Bernano says, watch the Kindle after Christmas.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. All that shit. Oh, yeah. But people are, like, camping out. I got a story here that from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Getting closer.
After a week of waiting in line, rotating shifts, and Thanksgiving Day in a Best Buy parking lot, the first family of African American Friday finally reached the inside of the store.
Oh my God.
Really? Dude, wait till you hear what they bought.
Please tell me.
Tina Tain and Lori Davenport, were the first in line outside the Best Buy near Tyrone Square Mall in St. Petersburg. Lined up on November 17th, Thane and Davenport were determined to be the first to get their hands on items. And
now,
you gotta
what
see
items are worth.
You gotta
this
see
much.
This picture. Like, this is so priceless. It's a picture of them like opening the doors and this cow and her
dun,
friend
dun,
just
dun.
Like oh, it's so sad. I weep for humanity today, as all of you should be.
Oh my God.
Their early arrival paid off. Right?
Oh, God.
Their early arrival paid off.
Are the Krispy Kremes on sale today? Is
yes.
that what's going on?
Their early arrival paid off during the week with national attention, which included free iPads from the electronic giant. Friday morning, Davenport said after a week of waiting, her 10 family members, okay?
Oh my
10
God.
Family members had specific areas of the store they would hit. They shopped for about an hour and waited in line again to check out.
It's like a strategic plan for their mission. They're
are you
like,
ready for what
they
purchased?
They're going all straight up black ops on this shit. They're
so,
like,
okay, for all that waiting, I'm expecting some pretty extravagant purchases.
Oh,
here.
Fuck yeah.
They purchased a Nook. Okay, that's Microsoft's Kindle, basically.
Okay.
A wireless router, because, you know, hopefully someone will buy us a computer.
Okay.
Gift cards, DVDs, and, are you ready? Here's mm-hmm. the big one. This mm-hmm. is it. A label maker.
What?
You camped
are you serious?
Out. Yes. Word for word. I did not make up any of that.
You didn't get anything else.
That's it. Dr. Brandano says, does she smuggle them under her shirt?
I know, right?
Big girl.
Tell me some of that something else.
She said that they accomplished their goals and had a great
really?
Experience during the week.
Are you serious?
Now, keep in mind, of course, it's not snowing in Florida or any of that, but you camped out and you got the coolest thing you got was a Nook? Okay, hold on.
That's pretty good.
You camped out, but the coolest thing you got was a wireless router? Because, honestly, right. Come on, Microsoft. Yeah. Come on.
That's pretty sad, dude. Like,
that's way sad.
If you would have went in and got, like, a fucking 42-inch plasma screen TV.
Right.
Or
like, the first person to get in gets a free iPad or something. Maybe, but
well,
I'm still
like,
not going to camp out
See,
for that shit.
Over at Walmart in Sarasota, Florida, where I was working at, African-American
Thank you.
Friday.
No need to be racist during these holiday times.
Correct. Right. And I need to be politically correct here. Anyway, there was... We had people camping out and everything for it, and the Walmart down there was open 24 hours a day, but for that specific day,
they
shut down
there, yeah.
for a few hours that night.
But that was a year something came out, like a new game system. Like, nothing really came out. The
well,
Kinect,
check this
maybe,
out.
The Move.
Everybody
but...
in town knew about this, okay? The Walmart there, they got a new fucking TV in, all right? And it was this flat screen, and I think it was a 52-inch or some shit. But the store only got four of them. That was it. All right, and they were at, you know, African-American Friday, low price, or
right.
whatever. So, yeah, people were camping out and fucking arguing over them and shit. There was people busting out fights and shit over them and stuff. Because there was only four of them. So, I guess, like, that's something maybe to fucking go nuts. I don't know, but, like...
You could wait?
I know,
is
yeah,
it
you
worth
can wait.
It.
Go
like,
to another
that
store.
Doesn't seem worth it.
I'm sure you can
me.
Get that same Router. TV somewhere else, you know? Like...
It's a fucking TV. Who gives a shit?
I don't know.
Seriously? Like, it's... All of us are kind of broke right now. We're all living
yeah.
paycheck to paycheck. Like, you really need that? I don't know. It seems like maybe... like,
oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait to go out and get my fucking label maker.
I know. We'll
really?
Finally be able to network our computers.
Yay! You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You should die. God.
It seems, especially a family like that, like you have, it's a large family, clearly. Perhaps
more than
some
way.
Member of that family would benefit from you buying them diapers or baby
yeah.
formula, not a TV like that. But I don't
That's
know. People
fucking
are fucking
stupid.
Retarded. And I hope you all
I'm
enjoyed
very,
that.
I'm very glad I do not partake in the Black Friday.
Right. So, and then...
Did you ever have any family members that got into that shit?
No.
No?
No. None of us give a shit
My mom
about
did.
That. Even my brother, like, he's got some tech shit, and I can't see him staying the night out there to get it, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's dude, there's always another way. Dude,
dedication to your consumerism, I guess.
There's always another
Not
way. Fucking
it,
order offline, you know, wait a little bit, and it's going to be cheaper, and there's going to be more of them, and you won't have to fight over them. Fucking go to another store.
Or you can do what this gentleman did here. He just straight up Fort Walton Beach. He rolled into a Walmart, totally just tried to walk right out, with an underground fence, beer, and a steam mop.
Wow.
They arrested him.
Dude, okay, over at the Walmart I was at, there's a side door. Or was it the one that's here? I think it was the one that's here. Or
it's your
I
lie,
remember.
Dude. You tell it.
It's not a lie.
Well,
but
fact straight.
I think this is one down in Sarasota. But anyway, okay. There's a door that that leads to the outside over in the infants department. Okay, and that was kind of like where the bay doors were for back of the house people to like come in and out of or whatever, you know, pulling pallets and shit. Well, I guess somebody fucking walked over, grabbed a TV. I don't know how fucking big or whatever. I guess it was pretty fucking large. But put it under his arm and, you know, held it like this, like cradled it, and just fucking walked out that side door.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They tried to find it. Like, no one fucking caught on. Like, nobody.
They just, like, if you, it's all about, it's social engineering. It's
nobody's
all about the confidence
attention.
That you exert. And if you act
you're
like you're supposed
out,
to be there,
around.
You blend in because people are so on autopilot. Like, you're invisible at that point.
Yeah.
And people, no one notices you.
It's like
I go in and out of places all day, and I'm in their offices, in where their routers are. Like, I could be doing so much in there, and nobody ever notices me because I'm like, you know, you're just in and out.
You know these long sleeve shirts I wear underneath my shirts all the time? Well, I needed another one. I had a couple of them, and I wanted another one. So I went down to Walmart, and I got the one I wanted. It was bright fucking orange. Threw it over my shoulder, and then I continued to shop around for other things that I needed and forgot that it was slung over my shoulder. And then I went to the checkout, rang up all my other shit with that shirt slung over my fucking shoulder, probably with the tag showing.
Probably.
And then just walked out.
Yeah.
And I didn't even fucking notice it until I got to my car. I was like, huh, are you serious? Nobody fucking stopped me and said, hey, did you pay for that?
Did you go back in?
No.
That girl.
You kidding me?
I know, right?
Fuck that, man.
Welcome.
I've walked out with hats on my head on accident. Like, you know, dumb shit like that.
Have you ever, like, stolen anything from there, like, purposefully?
Well, I mean, come on. It's Walmart. Who hasn't?
Yeah, I have.
When you're kids and you're, you know, you're like, ooh.
I stole an Angry Monkey keychain.
Are you serious?
From Family Guy.
That
is a little
God.
Bendable, angry. I was like, dude, I totally want this. And I put it in my pocket and didn't. I just walked out.
I've stolen quite a
Sorry.
Few things. But you know what? They deserve it because guess what? Walmart, number one,
gets
has
all
so
their
much,
shit from China. And well, fuck China.
Dude, they have
they
so much fucking
forest.
Product that doesn't make it to the floor to begin with. It's you know, if they're losing money at all, it's their fault. Fuck
there
them.
You go.
Okay. So, yeah. And they have fucking in-store security people that are supposed to be fucking walking around and blending in with people and watching people
do
and
they?
Stuff. Yeah, of course they do. Fucking down in Florida, you had the one lady we called the Pink Panther. And yeah, she was cool. Because, like, she'd come around. I knew who she was. She'd come around. We'd just be like, dun, 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 dun. It was great. I mean, but some of these people, they don't fucking do their job. They're just,
the
like, walking around like idiots.
The loss prevention officers.
Yeah.
Well, these guys at this store, they totally were watching him. He's 50 years old. Brent Fincham. They watched him after he went to the pet section of the store and placed the underground fence into his shopping cart. After getting the fencing, he put it into an empty Walmart bag that had been sitting in the bottom of the cart previously. The man then went to the grocery section and picked up a case of Bud Light beer and made his way out of the store without paying. He was stopped by the loss prevention officer. Fincham had a shark steam mop, a window fan, a shark garment, steamer, and a bottle of motor oil in addition to the fence and the beer.
See, now,
that's felony larceny.
Wow.
In total, the items worth around $363.
So Dr. Brandano says, statistically, most shoplifting is done by the staff. Now,
yeah,
that
I'm sure.
That is totally true.
Inside.
Okay, because, yeah, I used to unload trucks and stuff for Walmart.
Statistically,
being in the back,
most,
in the truck.
Most molestation is done by the family.
Okay, yeah.
Statistically. Okay.
Well, you know, being in the back, unloading trucks and stuff, there's cameras back there by the bay doors and shit, but there's no cameras inside of a 53-foot fucking trailer.
Right.
Okay. So you could be in there and shit just, you know, you see it, boom, done, mine. They pack a lot of
it's
shit.
Mine, done.
They pack a lot of shit in loose boxes. That,
oh, I'm sure.
You know, they're called brake packs. They, for a lot of your electronics or HBA, you know, fucking all that good stuff. And what is it, fucking, you have your HBA,
that's
electronics,
really cool
whatever.
That you know so much about Walmart. Can't say that I'm really super proud about that.
Well, I used to work there. It's not
my
fault.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, they pack a lot of these items in loose boxes because there's not enough of it to fill up,
right.
You know, a regular size box to just fucking do it. So at the end of the day, people, you know, they take all those brake pack boxes, stack them up, and then they separate them out into carts and push them out to the corresponding fucking department. Well, dude, iPods and everything came in those. Back when iPods first came out, dude, like the 30 gig when that first came out. Dude, where do you think I got my iPod from? Of course, man. Fucking people
course,
jack
man.
That shit all the time.
I'll steal from your face. I don't give
Dude,
a fuck.
Any idea how much shit myself and my friends that were working with me fucking got from that place? Yeah.
Well, if it's more than $360 worth, that's felony larceny. I'm sure the statute of limitations is up by that.
Oh yeah, dude. Fuck, that was years ago. So.
Well.
But it's just, it's amazing though. So, it's like, wow.
Lots of people have been flying, right? It's holidays. We all fly. Did you fly?
No.
I get high. I didn't fly though.
I fly high, but I don't fly.
The TSA, again.
Oh my God.
Just maybe not having the best of times here with their, I think somebody needs to hire them a human relations manager and go teach them how to not be pervy weirdos when groping, but.
Is that possible?
Here we have a woman. She's complained that the TSA's new security measures saw her picked out for further screening because of her fucking rockin' tits.
I need to feel
down. She has some pretty rockin' tits.
I need to pat you down, please.
Alina Sutherland had been flying from Orlando International Airport, thank you, Florida, and said she felt objectified by security workers. Hey, look at those tits. Hey, tits, come over here, tits.
Hey, Tits McGee.
You opting out of this one. Come here. That's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Her claims come after thousands of Americans reacted furiously to the imposition of new airport security measures, including full-body scans and hands-on pat-downs.
You know what we should do?
Hands-on pants
off. If we go to fly anytime soon or whatever, which I doubt, but I should just totally dress like a complete slut and see what happens.
Fuck yeah.
And like, it'll be something so revealing to where, you know, I'm not hiding anything, but if I get called over.
In the chat, here's a picture of her. You can see those rockin' tits right next to rockin' Goofy. Experiences like those described by Sutherland could see increased support for boycott of the TSA's controversial checks. Sutherland told her local news station that two male TSA workers had been staring at her chest and singled her out for additional screening. Quote, "It was pretty obvious. One of the guys that was staring me up and down was the one who pulled me over. Not a comfortable feeling," she said.
Oh, that's pretty creepy, dude.
Like, he just, like, grabs her by the tit and just pulls her over and is like, all right.
Hey.
Hey, you got any bombs in those bombs? Come on. Take your pants off. Seriously.
That's the shit that happens, man, dude.
Take mine off after that.
That's what happens, man. You get these fucking people in there. I mean, come on. How can you not make it fucking weird?
You're humans. It's human on human contact, and even we have to be slightly drunk to even make that not awkward.
Yeah,
and even then, we still suck at it. Like, it's just a weird thing. People,
and especially with somebody
weird.
You don't fucking know, and they're who's singling you out to be patted down.
Mm-hmm. If I had that job, dude, I'm telling you, FBI.
Yeah, and you pull over everyone.
I would be all up in those tits.
I
would be getting paid.
I bet you that would
paid.
Be the only time that you could feel down a 12-year-old and not get fucking beat up for it.
Whoa. Not cool, dude. Thank you.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
I mean, if her tits look like that.
I'm just saying, dude. Picture me. You've seen a picture of me when I was like 13 years
old.
Yeah,
that I don't even want to talk about that.
So if you had seen me, come on. You'd be like, hey, I need to pat you down.
Excuse me.
And I'd be like, I'm 13.
And your mother.
You'd be like, oh, okay, well then leave.
Privacy invasion claims like Sutherland's have become increasingly common since the TSA introduced the full body scan. Colleen Moscali went through a full body scan recently while her security agents performed a pat down on her infant son.
What?
Okay, guys. Hold on.
Like, we're just trying to be fair here. So
are you allowed
like
to even
singling you out?
Yeah. Are you even allowed to hire sex offenders? Like, that's kind of fucked up,
He's
dude.
So great. You hire ex sex offenders.
He
to
totally just
pat now.
Groped your infant. Hey, what's he doing with my son? Oh, standard procedure. Ooh, looks like that's the enhanced version. They're gonna have to go
invasive
into a private room.
Much?
Yeah, dude. I'm hiding a bomb in my infant son's. There's no sun there. It's just like C4 wrapped up. The one time the TSA
like
actually
face
saved
painted
anyone.
On it.
The one time they fucking did their job well. Good job, creeps.
A little recording of like some crying.
Yeah. She said, quote, "I'm not good with people touching me and touching my son. The only person that sees the screen is the security guy." The TSA has stressed that people are chosen for additional screening at random. Really?
It's not random.
I'm pretty sure not. You can't randomize something like that. unless
you're gonna have a preference. You're gonna be like, I need to pull out that person.
Exactly. And I bet if you looked at the numbers, I bet you that the TSA booths run by males had a higher percentage of female extra super enhanced pat downs.
And I bet you, you know, if it's a good TSA. Yeah. If it's a good TSA agent and shit, and like they've been with it for a while, and it's a dude, give or take, like in their 40s or whatever.
You're patting down chicks all day.
Either that, or, you know, if they have a line of guys and one of them happens to look a little Middle Eastern-ish, I bet you they're going to pull out that guy.
Well, that's,
you know,
as you should.
Or like I said up here, you know, the one black dude out of all the white guys, and they pull him out.
It's like, well, why not? Might as well. Who knows, right?
But it's not random. That's not random.
Well, the only way you can randomize it is if you have a computer program actually going through tickets, because then there's no appearance information, there's no profile, all it is a number, and you're just randomly picking out of
that. That's random.
This, and like I said, whenever you have whenever you have humans doing it, whether subconsciously or, you know, knowingly, you're gonna be biased.
If you're a TSA guy and you have two fat cows coming through, and then you have this hot chick, and then, like, another dude, and maybe, like, a normal chick. Who the fuck are you going to pull out?
Exactly.
Duh.
You probably have bets going with your friends. Like, hey, I bet you I can do, you know.
You don't want to pull out the fucking fat cow to rub that down.
Not unless you want to get it pregnant.
Right, and you don't want to pull out the fucking guy, because you're going to be worried about touching some other guy's junk.
That's weird.
It's weird. So it's not random. It's just... That's the way it is.
Many travelers had threatened to boycott the security measures as part of a national opt-out day organized by a number of protest websites. Holla. Oh, fuck. Protests coupled with widespread snow and storms could have led to major disruption for Thanksgiving passengers. But reports from airports across the U.S. suggested passengers had chosen not to take part in the planned protest. The apparent calm had followed a plea from the head of the TSA, plea to passengers not to boycott airport body scans. John Pistole has said he understood public concerns about privacy in the wake of the TSA's tough new airline boarding security checks, but he said, tough shit, fucking deal with it. He said that only a small portion of the 34 million people who have flown since the new procedures have taken effect have had the body pat-downs. 34 million. Wow. Only a small portion of that had the pat-downs. He has pledged to review security procedures, but says the TSA must balance people's demands for privacy with the need to protect passengers from terror threats. Oh, my God.
We should go get a job.
That's so
working
stupid.
For TSA
and that's what you're
people.
Doing, I'm sure.
You
good
can pat down
guys.
All the chicks. I'll pat down all the
Dr.
dudes.
Dr. Brandano says all the September 11th bombers flew first class. No scanning or enhanced pat down for them.
Well, we learned a lesson there, didn't we? Yeah.
Are we patting down? Well, we're patting down everybody now, huh?
Pretty much.
Especially if you're a hot chick.
I guess.
Fuck yeah.
Good. That's probably going to cause problems too, because watch, there's going to be like some Haji dude, and there's going to be some hot chick, and they're going to pull out the fucking hot chick, and the Haji dude's going to get away with a bomb in his ass.
Right.
You know?
That was very racial. Nice. And,
well, you know what I mean.
According to a new USA Today Gallup poll, 57% of air travelers are, quote, bothered or angry about the TSA pat-downs and dislike the alternative of a full-body scan. So
I think Dr. Brandanos is saying first class doesn't get the scanning or enhanced pat down.
Still?
I think they would now.
I don't know. You never know. I've
I
never
guess
flown.
Depending on how much you pay.
I've
you're
never
like,
flown the first class.
Neither have I. It's always coach.
Oh, fuck.
I fly coach.
I'm always like holding on to the wheel, like trying not to get squished by the fucking door.
All the way in the back next to the cracked fucking ceiling with
going
duct tape.
Through people's shit, like wearing panties on my head, waiting for the plane to stop. Air's thin up there. It's not my fault.
God.
So, anyway. Okay, we've heard about that, right?
Okay.
Now, let's hear from the actual Homeland Security Secretary. I don't think she reads the same news that we read. She said this week that her department is considering beefing up security on trains, ships, and mass transit amid a public backlash over the body scanners and enhanced pat-downs at airports across the country. So... because everyone's all pissed, you're going to add it everywhere else?
That's
like,
not good.
I don't. When asked what terrorists will be thinking in the future, she said on the Charlie Rose show, excuse me, that they will continue to probe the system and try to find a way through.
Keep probing. Go ahead. Use a word like probing to describe.
Thank
this
you, TSA
secretary.
I see where they get it from now. Perv.
Fucking retard.
She says, "I think the tighter we get on aviation, we have to also be thinking now about going on to mass transit or to trains or maritime ships and whatnot, boats. So what do we need to be doing to strengthen our protections there?" Well, that's such bullshit. That's like complete job control security. Job security control. You're like, wow, this is going so well, and I'm not ready to retire yet. Let's put it everywhere!
Yay!
Yay! Raises for everyone! That's so sad. So
it is,
sad.
It is. What are you gonna do, though? What the fuck are we gonna do about it? We can't do shit.
It's not doing anything, but... Yeah, no you can't.
Yeah, like, what the fuck would we do if we didn't want to do that? You wouldn't fly.
I'd blow up the TSA building. Bring it on, red flag.
I'll just stand next to you and be really hot, and then you be not, and then they'll pull me out, and I'll get pat down,
and then we'll sue the fucking pants off of them, and then we'll give them an enhanced pat down.
Oh, yeah.
Her comments came as outrage grows over what some call intrusive x-ray scans and pat-downs that the TSA has used to screen airline passengers. But a Homeland Security official told Fox News that the use of such full-body scanners is not under consideration, saying they, quote, would not be feasible in a system with hundreds or thousands of access points. Placing scanners at every entry. You might as well just x-ray scan the whole fucking thing then at that point, you know?
Yeah.
He says placing scanners at every entry point would create a bottleneck that would defeat the purpose of mass transit. Yeah. Could you imagine like a subway system going as slow as an airport?
No. People need to get where they need to go, and that's
right.
What it takes.
People are
shit.
Barely stopping to scan their cards or throw change in that turnstile. Like,
yeah,
you're
that's
not
why
gonna...
all that shit fucking moves fast. I mean,
yeah. Fuck, dude.
No, dude. Just no.
That would completely defeat the purpose, for sure.
I mean, and you know what's funny? You saw those pictures of, you know, the scanners and all that,
yeah.
right? What I thought was pretty funny is that you could see people, like, standing in the background.
Right, which means that x-ray radiation...
Some people are being fucking scanned without their knowledge.
Well, that, but the x-ray radiation isn't just contained to there. It's
right.
It's hitting people. It's affecting, you know, it's getting in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, say you're standing in a line like that, a
right.
big long line.
You're being
exposed. Are you hitting it? Is it getting absorbed though? Say the first 20 people are constantly getting hit with it, but you're safe if you're because it gets absorbed. That's kind of crazy.
I think you're getting exposed to it probably the entire time you're in that fucking area.
It's sitting in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty,
pretty
crazy, dude. That's fucked up. I mean, and that's all not by your choice. You know, that's
not until you physically. But then again, is purchasing the ticket in the first place?
Saying,
kind of,
okay.
You kind of wave, yeah. But
what if you're in
you
the
don't
airport
know,
on the
though.
Other side of the checks and you're someone taking somebody
well,
to the airport and you're
if?
Being fucking x-rayed too,
well, right,
you know, by accident?
That's acceptable collateral loss, I guess.
Yeah, but see, what if they found out, like, if you were dropping me off at the airport or whatever and you found later that my scan was up online with a photo, you know, of
like,
me, and then you could see yourself in the background and you'd
be,
like,
be like,
I didn't consent
no.
to this? You think that would go anywhere?
Like, I doubt it.
I didn't fucking consent to this. You guys have
it
here. It's online now. I don't appreciate this. You can see my fucking asshole right there.
You can't sue government agencies because government agencies are the judges when you sue. Like, it doesn't work. You can't.
That's gay.
TSA officials say the procedures are necessary to ward off terror attacks like the attempted bombing of a Detroit-bound plane last Christmas, allegedly by a Nigerian man who stashed explosives in his underwear. I remember we did that story.
Yay.
And the procedures may be on the rise. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, authored a bill in September that would allow testing of body scanners at certain federal buildings. Despite attempts online to organize Thanksgiving travelers for a protest dubbed National Opt-Out Day, on one of the busiest days of the year, very few passengers opted out of the full body scans. So, good job, pussies.
I really wonder if they, like, you know, do an extra check thing if they scan you and they see you have a tampon or something.
Well, we did that story, remember?
Yeah, but, like, I wonder if they do that. Like,
I'm sure they do that.
Didn't explain that.
They're weird.
Know? They'd be like, I see something. Come over here and take off your clothes. It'd be creepy. Just no.
So, you know, we've had the internet around for quite a while now, right?
Oh, a little bit.
We've all seen the show To Catch a Predator, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we all pretty much know that by now, if you meet a 15-year-old girl online and she's like, why don't you come on over,
it's probably
not going to be a 15-year-old. Okay.
Right.
Well, this gentleman still has not learned his lesson. The New Jersey congressman's chief of staff, one of 11 men snared in a recent Montgomery County sex sting, arrived at an apartment complex expecting to meet a teenage girl, but instead, of course, was greeted by Chris Hansen. No, was greeted. He's retired. Was greeted by officers in the parking lot. Robert DeChine, 48, was charged with solicitation of a minor and remained free Thursday on $15,000 bond. U.S. Representative Stephen R. Rothman, Democrat, New Jersey, fired DeChine over the incident. Could you imagine, though, like being a senator or some sort of government official like that, and your fucking boy, like your chief of staff, like that's your right hand man,
yeah,
gets popped for fucking underage sex shit like
that's
that?
Fucked.
That's fucked, dude. You're probably not gonna get reelected next year.
No, that sucks.
Congressman Rothman considers this alleged criminal act to be shocking, appalling, and indefensible. His office said in a statement. That's a statement. That's how you do it. We are no. That is fucking no. We do not condone that type of behavior.
You think?
Wait, was she hot? No, no. That is fucking no. Come on. DeChine's attorney noted that his client has not been convicted in the case. Right, because he's fucking rich and
he could buy his way out of it.
Probably. If you were a little girl, and how much would it take to shut your mouth? You know the guy you were going to fuck was a senator.
I'd be like, Mom, how much money do we need to be set for life?
Forever.
Right? I mean, not just your life, but mine too.
Right.
Right.
And mine, like, really well. Like, yours just kind of, but
you'd
mine...
be comfortable till you die. I want to live in the rich
life. I'm living
life.
Lavishly, right.
Right. I want to live good.
That's funny that
years.
His attorney, like, has the audacity to come out and be like, you know, he hasn't been convicted yet. Because he's fucking rich, you D-bag. How much do you pay? How much do you get paid to defend this guy?
Probably a lot.
Do you sleep okay at night? Like, could you?
No.
No? Lots of sleeping pills.
Yes.
Quote, Mr. DeChine has just been charged at this point. He is presumed innocent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Reed declined. That's why I got fired, right? Because, no, he's innocent. I'm sure. It's just a misunderstanding. Reed declined to comment further, said that DeChine had no comment. Quote, no one ever suspected this type of behavior, said a friend of DeChine who was a Hill staffer and who spoke on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized.
Anonymity.
Anonymity. God damn it.
Fuck.
That's enough.
It's like aluminum.
Because
aluminum.
Because he was not authorized to discuss the matter. Quote, it all broadsided all of Bob's friends. We were hoping that he's exonerated.
Why would you even do that nowadays, okay? You know that.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
On the internet, like, you know that if a...
That's a no-no. Dude.
Like, you found
that's not good.
You found the one girl online that's really a
that's
chick
legit
and is down
to
fuck, dude. You found the one underage DTF on the whole internet, and
you're
going to go meet her right now.
Dude, you should just never do that, dude. Just don't fucking do that, okay? You know what? Most teenagers fucking lie and say that they're a different age anyway.
Right.
So, you know, like, when I was, like, 16 on the internet, I would say I was 19.
Go skis at a Toys R Us. Go skis at a Toys R Us,
then.
Yeah,
dude.
Don't do it online.
But you would know that most girls that say that they're 19, 20, or whatever, they're really, like, 16, okay?
There's
a good, helpful tip for you, okay?
More power to you in some
states. Fucking have fun with that. I mean, when they straight up say, I'm 14...
So here's how it went down. The cops placed a personal 42-year-old
cop.
Total entrapment. They placed a personal advertisement with a photo of a young-looking woman on a website. When men responded to the ad, undercover cops would communicate with them by phone, email, or text message. LOL. OMFG. At some point during the correspondence, an undercover cop told the suspects she was 15. Police set up phony meetings at an apartment complex from November 15th through the 19th. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. They arrested 11 men who came to the complex. All were picked up in the parking lot and taken to Gaithersburg Police Headquarters for a questioning. Quote, they were very shocked to see us, Lane said. You think?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my dick wet. Oh, fuck!
Like, shit!
Well, sucks, totally,
I guess there's no little girl here, so you want these Cheetos? I brought these for
right.
For
I brought you
her.
A Happy
I guess
Meal.
You.
Fucking Happy Meal. So all
you
around.
You want the toy?
Here you go, guys.
I'm keeping the toy. Fuck you.
In Berlin, Germany, this is kind of cool. A German woman, she got some breast implants with a loan that her boyfriend at the time, I'm guessing they're probably not still together. She now fears that her assets could be repossessed after she failed to fully reimburse him. She's 20 years old. Her
Why would you
get
breast implants at 20 years old?
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't even think you're done growing at that point, are you?
Probably not. I don't know.
Depending on your chemistry and shit. But some... Yeah, no, dude. I would... my tits were done when I was, like, fucking 17.
When you
so.
Were born? She just can't... It was just, like, two big tits and then, like, a little baby in the middle somewhere. Probably a vagina also.
You know.
But, like, two big old... Could you imagine, like, giving birth with just big two big old fucking titties just, like, chilling?
I feel so bad for girls that just...
Don't
They're
have
flat
tits.
Chested, you know.
Do you? Do you really? Do you want to start a foundation?
I do feel kind of
a
bad,
non-profit?
You know, because they don't have what,
toys for tits.
They don't have what the typical stereotype is for a woman. Okay, they don't have
right.
that look, and a lot
They're
of girls,
little tomboys.
Some girls, Tom you know, are comfortable with it, and that's really cool. Yeah, it's really awesome, but some of them, they're just like, I don't feel like a fucking woman because they don't have tits.
Then they
and
go
I
get
And I can understand if
change.
They're completely flat-chested, but, like, you know, some girls that have, like, B, you know, like, normal B-sized tits or, like, small C-cups, they look good,
mm-hmm.
okay? A lot of these girls, they look good and it fits them, but they're still like, no, I want big boobs. I want to look good and stuff. Get over it, dude. Just fucking be happy with what you have. Unless you're completely fucking flat-chested, dude, don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. Some guys don't like big tits. Some guys like little boobies.
Uh-huh.
No,
Dr. Brandano says, my bro paid for some titties. He had to watch his girl go off and ruin them with four kids. Loan well spent.
Wow. But, dude, seriously, some guys like smaller
okay.
girls with smaller boobs.
Hey,
dude,
some guys like
it.
Sucking cock. Ugh. Her ex-boyfriend is demanding that she return the $5,865 he gave her to pay for her breast enlargement surgery back in 2009, or he'll call the cops and get the repossessors involved.
Oh my god.
Dude, someone should tell him that that was just a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think
Repo
you
Man
can,
is not real,
I don't
okay?
think you're going to find I mean maybe on the black market, excuse me, the African American
hey,
market, but
call me.
Call me. I'll cut some
call
titties
me.
Out.
Give me a you know, set a price. Whatever. You know,
I
we'll
want
talk
half.
It out.
No, I mean, like, I want
one of
titty.
The tits.
Yeah, I want half.
I want to keep that, put it on the wall.
It's true that Carson signed a loan agreement shortly before the operation. The woman named only as Anastasia is quoted as saying, stripper.
Anastasia?
Stripper.
All right, now I know why you got implants.
The condition, yeah, Jesus. Right. It's a job investment
uh-huh.
for my future.
Right.
The condition was that I wouldn't have to pay him back if I stayed with him for a year. Is that weird? Is that a weird little
I just stayed
prenuptial?
With him. Fuck it, dude.
But is that weird
just
that
live with it.
I guess that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
In these dire times, in these dire straits.
Well, you know what? She should have just sucked it up and fucking dealt with it and stayed.
Yeah, right. Dr. Bredeo says custody on the weekends. You get them every other weekend and some holidays. I get
I'm so glad I did not have to have implants and I was just gifted with these bad boys.
But the pair split.
Sweet sweater puppies.
They broke up shortly after she underwent the plastic surgery. The woman said Ooh. She had transferred 3,000 euros into her boyfriend's or her ex-boyfriend's account last week. So, pretty awesome.
I'm so glad I have good boobs already. But how about you? Are you thankful?
Yeah, mine
these?
Are all right. You know, they're there.
Is that another thing to be thankful for? Your fiance's rocking tits. Is that cool?
Justin Fenn says, send the titty support check. That's awesome.
Sweater puppies.
I'm coming to collect all my back titty support that you've been ditching out. You're a deadbeat boyfriend ditching out all my titty support. This bra is horrible.
Oh my god, dude.
A little Facebook news for you. Megan Fox.
Okay.
A 7 years old girl. Okay.
Okay.
Not the chick with the weird thumbs. Okay.
Right.
took permission from her parents to play Petville on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And unknowingly spent about £250 in just 1 hour, roughly $500.
Oh my God.
All this happened right in front of her parents, who even played with her.
And they didn't know?
Were you guys camped out at Best Buy? No. Mm. Megan's mother, Dawn. We have a router now. Yay. And a label maker. Megan's mother, Dawn, 33. Let's see. Megan is 7. Her mother's 33. How old was she when she had the kid? 21.
Wait, what'd you 23? Say? 33 and
the
daughter.
The kid's 7. Kid's so 7? 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26.
How old's the kid?
I just did it in my fingers. 26. That's not bad, I guess. She allowed her daughter to use her Facebook account, as Megan did not have her own personal account. The mother, daughter, and... Well, what the fuck? She's 7. She should have had that shit 6 years ago, bitch. What the fuck?
Yeah, parents are making Facebook accounts for their children when they're born.
Justin Fan says, did she go to the Heavy Pettingville site?
Oh, God.
He's on a roll. He, she, whatever.
But,
I liked it. Apparently, the mother, daughter, and in fact even the father, Matthew, 35, who were not aware that the PayPal session was still active on the computer. Oops.
Oops.
And apparently Matthew, who had used the computer before, had forgotten to log off from his PayPal account. Petville Game allows users to buy furniture, virtual clothes for their virtual pet. You know what?
Wow.
Kill yourself right now.
Yeah, please.
Just, and not even the fact that you spent money on it, but the fact that you were even playing it in the first place. Just kill.
How does that give you
really?
Satisfaction?
I bought virtual furniture. Look at all my virtual shit.
Does that seriously give
yes.
you
yes.
satisfaction?
Yes.
And how much did they spend
till
about
I
500?
Die.
They spent about $500?
Yeah, $400.
You could have bought a real couch.
Fuck that. My virtual one, I can change colors whenever, and I have ADD. So that
get a bunch of couch
that
cover
really,
slips.
That really done. Pleases me, for real.
God.
But
that is so stupid.
Virtual clothes for your virtual pet?
That is even gayer than buying clothes for your real pet.
Whoa. That's pretty gay.
That's fucking gay,
That's
dude.
Super fucking gay.
That's cock in the mouth gay,
whoa.
Dude.
Deep throat gay,
yeah,
dude.
Fucking dude. Balls tucked in asshole gay.
Megan started playing the game and even asked her parents which dress they preferred. Unaware that real money was being involved, the parents also played with her. It was only when Matthew received the bill, $400, did he realize his mistake. He had children. According to reports from The Sun, the couple even tried contacting PayPal and Facebook and explained the error in his situation. However, they were denied any refund. Justin,
this is good.
I'm going to file virtual bankruptcy and see if they repossess my stuff.
Dude, high five, Justin Fan, whoever you are. That was good. That was all right. That was
bravo.
Really fucking good.
Bravo.
Maybe we should do earlier shows more often. People seem to be more on their toes.
I know. It's not all
You're
late.
Quick.
I'm not tired.
That was very good.
However, as per the rules, the account holder is held to be responsible if any member of the family makes
a
purchase.
Beer bear.
Oh, right on.
Sweet shit.
Sweet shit. The family definitely have learned some lessons. Right. The girl, however, cannot be blamed. It was the responsibility of their parents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should have checked and made sure that your fucking PayPal wasn't logged in, you dumbass.
That's pretty
wow.
sweet.
That's so fucking great, dude. I mean, just wow.
All right. Got an awesome prank that went horribly wrong. We probably got to get out of here, huh?
Yeah, we got time for one more story, then we got to get out, because I got to go to work.
Okay.
This is why we're doing an early show. I agreed to work tonight for a buddy of mine who works there, so he could have his Thanksgiving dinner tonight. So we gotta do an early show.
Right, okay.
Otherwise,
so,
I get off at like 10.
fuck, where is it? Okay, Manchester, Vermont. Police say a Vermont man who believed, okay, he right. thought he had his air gun, BB gun, right?
Right.
Okay, it was actually a .22, and when he...
These don't look okay. like BBs.
Two friends were staying at another friend's home. Police say the 23-year-old Nicholas Bell was hoping to play a prank on his friend and wake him up with the BB gun.
Uh-huh.
Authorities say Bell ended up firing a shot from a loaded rifle into the chest of his 24-year-old friend, and he died.
Oh, my
Bell
God.
Bell was arrested on manslaughter charges and is being held at the jail in Rutland.
Dude, how bad would you feel?
You would feel the difference, dude. A .22, that's fucking
heavier.
Loaded. That's loaded. Yeah,
it's heavier,
gun,
and when you shake
on.
It, it doesn't go. Yeah, right. Rattle.
It doesn't sound like a rattle.
Yeah, dude. Really?
Could you imagine the look on his face though when he shot and there was
and
blood?
Oh my god!
Snapshot. Another Kodak moment brought
oh
to
my
you by
god,
the jam
dude.
Hole.
Like, seriously. Like, if, I guess if you didn't know guns really at all.
But seriously?
But your parents should teach you fucking gun safety.
Then why are there guns around? Yeah. And you're 24, dude?
People say, oh, you know, don't fucking, you know, bring guns around your children and stuff. You need to. You need to fucking, you know, tell your kids what they are and what they do and how to handle them and shit. How to tell the difference between a BB gun and a 22 so this shit doesn't happen.
Beer Bear says, didn't he notice soon it was a bullet he had to load instead of BBs?
Right?
These are weird. Oh, well.
These are pretty big BBs.
Lock and load. Hey, douchebag.
Oops. Seriously, that is fucked, man.
That's so
teach your fucking kids about guns, please.
Oh,
this shit won't
shit.
Happen if you teach them, like you and I. I fucking know the difference between a BB gun and a 22.
Yeah?
I know the difference between fucking a lot of shit and with guns.
Okay, and then real quick, I think Dr. Brendan sent this one from Jacksonville, Florida. A woman,
right.
She
That's
was arrested.
That's my cousin's hometown.
Yeah, your cousin was arrested in connection with the death of her 2-year-old from a methadone overdose.
Whoa.
Holla.
No.
Her name is Dana.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is. Dana Anderson, 30 years
shit.
Old, was arrested, charged Monday with aggravated manslaughter, and is in the Duval County Jail. She said a 2-year-old boy was transported from their house after being discovered unresponsive by his father. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Autopsy determined the methadone toxicity was the COD.
Oh, my God, dude.
She, Anderson told the cops that the child accidentally drank from a sippy cup containing 2 wafers, 80 milligrams of methadone.
Oh, my God, dude.
2 big old fat wafers.
I didn't know they still made the wafers.
I don't know. It just says 80 milligrams, but I just imagine, like, 2 of those wafers. That's
yeah.
80, man. That'll do it. I
you remember
even
those?
I wouldn't. Yeah,
I called them biscuits.
I wasn't
I
a fan of the methadone.
I did. I liked those.
It
a
was
lot.
All right. If you,
I like the way they're built. They're you know the fucking.
No,
you snap them.
Methadone. It's a synthetic opiate. Basically, they give it to a lot of people for
heroin.
Pain. No, it's not really. It's
what they give heroin patients. When
it's what they
off
give you
it.
To get off of heroin, right?
Right,
but. They also prescribe it for pain as well because
right.
methadone.
It's a pretty strong painkiller.
Well, not even that. Out of all the opiates, methadone has the longest half-life, and it has like a 24-hour half-life.
Wow.
So if you took a wafer that's, say, 40 milligrams, the next day you would still have 20 milligrams of it in you.
That's ridiculous.
And when people take that every day,
oh my God.
You have a lot of that in your system. That's why when I went through the Suboxone stuff, they had to put me on Oxys. For like a month because I had been on so much methadone and they can't give you Suboxone if you have methadone in your system because it'll react really bad and give you wicked bad sickness. So
oh, wow.
They had to make me do
get
Oxy. They actually gave me fucking Oxys and was like, come back next week and we'll give you more until, you know, you can...
Until you can get clean out of methadone.
He said that it wasn't productive for me to just be sitting in treatment. He's like, you could be working if you had pills, right? I was like, yeah, that's what I've been doing. He's like, oh, well, here. I'll just give you pills. Go get high. Go to work. Come back next fucking week.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, but
did
yeah.
you run out before you had to go?
No. I was really... my mom helped me a lot with that.
Oh, okay.
Like, she held on to him. I think I ran out, like, the day before or something, but I knew that I had... He gave me some Suboxone that he wanted me to bring with me
yeah.
so I could try it in front of him and make sure I was cool and everything. So I just took that, like, the day... And went in. I was like, yeah, I already took the subs and I'm good, so I'm going to go to work now. I mean, unless you want to give me more oxys, then, you know, we'll talk.
But, do that.
Yeah, right.
It's cool.
So, but yeah, definitely not something you should be giving to your child. And why was it in a sippy cup? Like, are you a retard too? You're 30. Sippy cup? Really? Come on. Especially if you have kids, right? Like, that's no good. I mean, unless you're trying to kill them, then... Right
then
on.
Kudos, yeah, good job.
All right, well, yeah, sorry,
I gotta
guys.
Get going to
gotta
work.
Gotta cut it short. She's gotta go to work. So, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy fucking Thanksgiving.
Fucking
hope you guys had a great time.
Happy African American Friday. And
fuck
if you
yeah.
want to buy us something, thejamhole.com/pobox. The address is there. You can send it.
You know
or
what? Email
go
us.
Go to thejamhole.com and look at the wish list.
You know
boom.
What? Email us at info@thejamhole.com and tell me if you did go out for African American Friday and tell me what you bought.
Yeah.
I want to know what the fuss is about.
We'll make a post in the forums about thegemhole.com/forums.
What did you throw bows for?
I know. What were you throwing bows for?
I want that fucking TV! I need to know. So email us.
The 404 show, that's up. Give that to someone for Christmas or whatever. Thegemhole.com/404, of course. We're almost to our goal. We have a few days left. Until that's over. So I think we're like $50 short. So make that happen. Right. So we can keep this thing going.
If you'd like to give us a call.
And we'll know about the nominations for the podcast awards on Sunday. So we'll talk about that Monday. But yeah, make sure you're in the forums. Subscribe to the show. All that shit. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687, of course. And yeah, I got more videos from the MMGA Helena conference. Cool. I know the first one. I got a couple comments about it, and yeah, it is kind of boring because if you don't live here, like, that doesn't... He's talking about
the... Does it pertain to you?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, how you can be a member and all that shit, but after that, like, the rest of them are really informative, and, like, the science talks are fucking awesome. So I got the videos of those up, and then, of course, the audio, hotboxpodcast.com, and we'll see you tomorrow for that show for the Saturday, and then, yeah, we'll see you guys Monday for this thing, so... Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.